Talis presents.
The faster we humanize artificial intelligence, the faster augmented intelligence will be adopted for the good and progress of humankind.
This is Artificial Intelligence. Welcome to our series on augmented intelligence, a new artificial intelligence strategy which puts humans at the center. With us to answer our questions and discuss their human-centered approach to AI are two Talis employees based in Montreal and in Quebec City in Canada. They are working within a digital solutions entity which aims to accelerate the deployment of AI-based solutions that people can trust with their lives. Siegfried Uzal, General Manager, and Jean-Francois Gagnon, Human Factors and Cognition Scientist. Welcome, gentlemen. Siegfried, in the previous episode, you mentioned some areas of application of augmented intelligence such as healthcare or transportation. Knowing the high impact of AI on these critical systems, particularly for regulated industries, how do you ensure its adoption?
The key word there is trust. Right now, AI is adopted at scale for one goal-oriented solutions in some markets. For example, online retailer will recommend articles based on your last search. When it comes to AI-based decisions, narrow AI solutions cannot make it through. To show our clients, users, and the regulatory authorities that they can rely on our technologies for their decisions, we need to design future solutions together. For each respective use case, we need to gather domain experts, scientists, engineers, design experts, and regulatory bodies such as the International Civil Aviation Organization or aviation safety agencies in Europe, the US, and Canada. Then pure science, as the foundation of any algorithm and AI technology, has to be created and mastered for future standard conditions to be set.
Trust is a key element of Talis's approach to technology, especially to artificial intelligence.
Yes, it's true. You know, Talis implements a transparent, understandable, and ethical approach to AI, and it's known as the Talis True AI. For decades, we have accumulated the know-how to create robust and explainable technologies and solutions. This same know-how will need to be applied to a combination of various other technologies, such as data fusions, deep learning, human off-body sensing techniques, and many others. Augmented intelligence is a combination of those various technologies.
Jean-Francois, can you give us more details on how you're developing such solutions?
Yes, we deliver solutions at all levels of the innovation chain, from the early definition of a concept to its commercial adoption. To do so, of course, we need to master essential domains for every solution targeting critical systems. For instance, cybersecurity, AI, and human intelligence. Another crucial element is our strong network of external collaborators in various fields. We work with the best experts in the world. And of course, we also work closely with our users to ensure that the solutions we develop are relevant and useful in their context.
Offering technology-based solutions that are customized and appropriate to the customer's environments and needs.
Indeed. What Jean-Francois is saying is very important. And it's crucial to the development of our solutions. Our clients are essential, but our solutions must be adapted to the end users, especially during their decisive moments. As a former fighter pilot, I use my experience to ensure that our solutions fit critical systems. During this career, I was trained to make swift and safe life or death decisions. The technology was an extension of myself in the aircraft, and any misinterpretation could quickly lead to fatal mistakes. First, users need to be able to trust the technology to support their decisions. Augmented intelligence would amplify these technologies and, most importantly, give humans new tools to further develop their judgment and problem-solving capabilities. But it cannot replace the human being, especially when lives are at stake.
Jean-Francois, I believe you have a background in psychology, and Siegfried, you mentioned that you are a former fighter pilot. Is diversity of experience a recipe for success?
Indeed. Human intelligence, one of the areas mentioned earlier, is my specific area of expertise. An academic background like mine in human cognitive psychology is unfortunately not very common in industries like ours. In my honest opinion, knowing how humans think and behave is necessary if you want to develop technologies that are truly supportive of humans in critical systems. But I strongly believe what is more important than a single area of expertise is diversity. Our teams have over 100 people who come from very different backgrounds and disciplines and can thus contribute significantly to our projects.
Siegfried?
Well, I'm so proud of the very talented teams in which Thales has invested here in Canada and elsewhere. But also, I'm equally full of pride of our collaborative model. It brings together teams of university experts, worldwide startups, as well as many adopters in North America and Europe. And all of them quickly understood, you know, the value of partnering with us. So together with them, we're developing authentic innovations that leverage the Thales through AI.
How do you leverage such ecosystems?
We draw from insights from science, and then we build technologies. And while doing so, we aim at achieving user-centric benefits. It's a very fine balance, and Thales cannot do it by itself. So over the last 15 years, we've been building several innovation ecosystems with universities, startups, users, and industry partners. So these various groups allow a faster matchmaking between stakeholders who have mutual interest throughout the innovation chain. And that really pays off. And we are fortunate to be in Canada because this is precisely what this country has to offer. Agility, diversity, enthusiasm, scientific excellence, and dynamic startups. And we bundle all of those partners into innovation programs that are backed by the governments.
During the COVID-19 crisis, you proposed a series of solutions for health and government authorities to manage the pandemic's challenges. How does your expertise in critical systems allow you to offer solutions in new regulated markets, such as healthcare?
Well, healthcare is a good example because it has critical procedures where human lives are at stake. So augmented intelligence could help in multiple use cases, and I'll give you some. First would be automation and augmented output for ventilators. Another one would be augmented perception for enhanced diagnosis through X-ray machines. And another one would be resource optimizers for hospitals and virus tracking in wastewater.
Jean-François?
Within the context of COVID-19, we have been able to apply technologies initially developed for our main areas of activity to the medical field. Specifically, one of our technologies can create a cognitive model to support doctors in counter-validating their diagnosis in situations of fatigue or intense stress.
Is there anything you'd like to add about augmented intelligence?
Sure, I'll make it short. The faster we humanize artificial intelligence, the faster augmented intelligence will be adopted for the good and progress of humankind.
I think that's a good note on which to end this series on augmented intelligence. Thank you, Siegfried and Jean-François, and thanks to our listeners. We look forward to having you with us on the next podcast in our series on artificial intelligence. We hope you'll all join us. This was Artificial Intelligence. Thank you for listening. You can find out more at thalesgroup.com.